Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I woke up this morning feeling a little tired. When I feel tired, I know I will need some extra rest during the day. So I plan a time to either take a nap or just do something a little relaxing, like painting or drawing. Now here's something really amazing. If I'm really tired, then I know that I can bring my energy back up by exercising. It's the strangest thing. Giving energy gives you energy. I challenge you to do some jumping jacks the next time you feel sluggish and see how you will feel when the heat starts to run through your body. I think you'll feel much better. All right, friends, let's start our Ramadan circle time with our intentions. Don't forget to join in. My intention is to gather with you today in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new and to bring the angels into our home so they can go all the way up to heaven and say our names. All right, now it's time to think of our one good thing that happened yesterday. Think of yours while I start. So yesterday, I watched my son do a little science experiment with a balloon, yeast, warm water, and sugar. Can you guess what happened? If you said the balloon inflated, then you're right. It was so fun to watch. All right, now it's your turn. Take 5 seconds. I'll wait. Wonderful. Let's get started. Today, I'd like to start with a poem. This one is one of my favorites. It's called The Wise Old Owl. A wise old owl sat on an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we all like that wise old bird? Here is the story. There was once an old owl who lived in an oak tree. Every day he watched all the things that happened around him. Yesterday he saw a young boy watering his garden. Today he watched a young girl fall off her bike. The more he saw, the less he spoke. As the days went on, he spoke less but heard more. The old owl heard people talking and telling stories. He heard a woman saying an elephant jumped over a fence. He heard a man saying that he had never made a mistake. The old owl had seen and heard what happened to people. There were some who were becoming better, but others just became worse. But the old owl in the tree had become wiser each and every day, just watching, just listening. Let's think about this. There are so many things happening around us every day. If we watch and listen, we can learn from them. Sometimes we just need to put everything that is distracting us down so that we can see the beautiful things that are right in front of our eyes. Take some time today to talk to someone you care for about lessons that you have learned by looking around you and observing the world. You can even discuss our talks about the early bird, the shining sun, the green leaves on trees, or anything else that just fascinates you. Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. Remember to pray for all our friends, both people and animals around the world, and be curious. I'll talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.